So our next topic is the law of Arvut, selected excerpts from our sources, number 30.
Yep. Again, we are in the study of the Arvut, and hopefully we will maybe finish today this collection of excerpts. And what can we do? We have no more than to correct our shattered soul to reveal the complete Creator. That is all. So let's go.
So number 30 is from Rabash, letter 40. Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart. And the warmth will ignite sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelope the two of them. As it known in Dvikut, unites two into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For the rule that is a novelty entertains, his friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself. Again, excerpt 30. Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelope the two of them, as it is known that Dvikut unites two into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For the rule is that a novelty entertains. His friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself.
That's clear, I think, right? We need to make sure in the 10 that each and every friend in the 10 will feel that I love him. That is how we need to behave. And even if I don't feel that for the meanwhile, I don't have that sensation of love towards the friend, I still need to do it artificially.
Barur.
Is that clear? It's not easy. We feel resistance from this until we slowly start acquiring this connection, that we understand this is the correction, and it takes a long time. It can be years. But eventually, we need to reach a state that I need to show everyone that I love them. Because by that we increase love in the world, even though that I don't really have it, by me showing it to the others and them showing it to me, then in such a way, we can overcome the rejection, hatred, whatever we have in our shattered vessel. All right? Yes, Gilad?
I understand from this excerpt that the happiness is, wow, it's great. The friend was able to come out of himself in love.
Yes.
The happiness is for the friend that came out of himself.
All right. Okay. All right. Excerpt 31.
31 is from Rabash, Article 759, Man is a Whole. One must know that love is bought by actions. By giving his friends gifts, each gift that he gives to his friend is like an arrow and a bullet that makes a hole in his friend's heart. Although his friend's heart is like a stone, still each bullet makes a hole. And from many holes, a hollow is created. And the love of the giver of the gifts enters this place. The warmth of the love draws to him his friend's sparks of love. And then the two loves weave into a garment of love that covers both of them. This means that one love surrounds and envelopes them, and then they too become one person because the clothing covers them in a single garment.
Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. This feeling of love that I have for my friends, this is the same feeling that I get from the Arvut. Correct? Are these the same feelings, the feeling of Arvut and the feeling of this love?
Arvut is how we are connected technically, supporting each other, becoming a single system, returning to the connection of this single system, and love is what flows in that connection. Arvut is the building of the kli, and love is the light that is revealed within the kli.
So I feel.
I hope that's clear.
Yes. So I feel the love once we are in Arvut.
Of
course, without the Arvut, you cannot feel the love. The Arvut is the kli of what is revealed in that kli until you begin to feel what can be revealed in the kli. That is considered the light, creator, love. The creator is love. All right?
Yofi. Moscow 7.
All right, Moscow 7.
В обоих отрывках Рабаш пишет об одеянии любви, покрывале любви. Что это такое?
In these two excerpts, Рабаш writes about being covered in the garment. It's covered by a mutual desire. So, 32, from Run My Beloved by Rabash. It is impossible to receive anything without equivalence. Rather, there must always be equivalence. Hence, when he evokes mercy on himself, it follows that he is engaged in reception for himself. And the more he prays, not only is he not preparing the kli of equivalence, but on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It turns out that he is going the opposite way. While he should prepare vessels of bestowal, he is preparing vessels of reception. Cleave unto his attributes, as specifically as he is merciful, so are you merciful. Hence, when he prays for the public, through his prayer he engages in bestowal. And the more he prays, To that extent, he forms vessels of bestowal, by which the light of bestowal called merciful can be revealed. Again, excerpt 32. It is impossible to receive anything without equivalence. Rather, there must always be equivalence. Hence, when he evokes mercy on himself, it follows that he is engaged in reception for himself. And the more he prays, not only is he not preparing the kli of equivalence, but on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It turns out that he is going the opposite way. While he should prepare vessels of bestowal, he is preparing vessels of reception. Cleave unto his attributes is specifically as he is merciful, so are you merciful. Hence, when he prays for the public, through this prayer he engages in bestowal. And the more he prays, to that extent he forms vessels of bestowal, by which the light of bestowal called merciful can be revealed.
Now we understand why the Creator, in the shattering of the vessel and in the building of the vessel, why he made it so that the kli will be divided into a few parts. That we can always find ourselves concerned with the part that is cut from us. And then through that we can discover love, because love can be discovered only by what is cut, because love covers all crimes upon all of the lack of connection. And then that way we can come closer to understanding the connection, to understanding the love, to understanding the quality of the Creator. Because love is the quality of the Creator. That is His nature. He has no more than love.
German 1.
Good morning. The friend is asking that the friend needs to know that love is acquired by deeds. What are the deeds?
The deeds that you reveal to the friend, to what extent you're willing to connect to him, to be closer to him, and how the friend responds to you, you receive that not like from the friend, you receive it as it comes from the Creator. That the Creator is behind each and every friend. And then even if the friend is seemingly rejecting or repulsing you, then you can say, it's because he's new, he doesn't understand. You can justify him somehow, but it's not enough. It's not good. It's better that you relate it to the Creator. That it's the Creator playing with you to give you an opportunity to develop more and more manners of love towards the same friend until he will stop rejecting you, and on the contrary, he will start coming closer to you. And why are you doing this? Because it's certain that you're not engaging with a friend here, but with a Creator. There are things here that are a little more complex. We need to act wisely and not just in a flat kind of way. Oh, okay, he's prideful, then I can't see him, I can't be with him. No. I'm only dealing with a Creator. There is none else besides him. And here especially we need to see it in the 10. Meaning I've been given the ability to connect to the 10 in order to correct myself, and not that this 10 truly exists. It all is just imaginary. It all seems like that to me. And well, will it no longer just be imaginary when I connect to them with one man, as one man in one heart? Then it will become real. All right? Moscow 1.
No. Ну,
вместе.
No. Потапич, no. Okay.
А в каких условиях мы вот формируем клей отдачи?
In what conditions can we formulate a vessel of bestowal? What comes before it?
Only by feeling, or not feeling, receiving it to start with, that the Creator is behind everything and it is Him doing it. Just like we spoke in the previous lesson today, that also in the descents the Creator lies, and He gives us these descents, and then we ask Him to help us to reach an ascent, that He arranges for us all these kinds of problems, like we do to little children, to make them exert and make them effort, etc. Similarly, the Creator does to us, and this especially happens in the group. The group is this area where we can constantly be in these scrutinies, in these corrections, non-stop. Today we have Odessa Mama. Who is it?
Там Дима. Добрый вечер. Доброе утро.
Привет.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, милосердие.
It's Dima. Good morning, Rav. The mercy on behalf of the Creator and behalf of the uncorrected vessel. What is that?
Милосердие Творца со стороны Творца и со стороны.
Mercy on behalf of the Creator and on behalf of the uncorrected vessels. What is it? How is it revealed?
И что он делает?
When the Creator reveals that mercy, what does He do by this?
This is for the time being, because you are small and we can't treat you seriously. But just wait, you'll grow and you'll start receiving from Him a real attitude, just like for a grown-up or an adult, and then it won't be like that anymore. Then you will feel that the love is from Him is revealed by Him giving you difficult exercises. We have today Kazakhstan, please.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Такой вопрос. Ощущение связи между мной и товарищем зависит от усилия.
The feeling of the connection between me and the Creator, does it depend on our mutual efforts of both sides, or?
It is enough for you to want to connect with Him as much as possible. You can say to a friend, as if you say, but you don't really say, but you say, I know it's not you, it's the Creator doing this to me, and that is how I connect to Him. Start talking that way. Start kind of forcefully. You can also reach out to the Creator and say, I want you to reveal how you are concealed within my friend. I want to reveal you. All kinds of things. Put your heart in it as much as you can. Get different discernments and reach truth.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, вот если я хочу получить свойство отдачи, я должен просить за десятку. Но как?
If I want to acquire the quality of bestow, I have to ask for the ten. But how can I ask?
Прошу только за себя.
If I am the will to receive, and I'm only asking for myself, meaning how?
You can't. That is done by the upper light, but you need to do all the actions, all the exercises, as if you are asking. As if. That's it.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you don't actually want it, but you ask for it.
То есть я должен просить свойство отдачи или прилагать усилия к свойству отдачи?
Meaning, I have to ask for the quality of bestow or to invest efforts.
Спасибо.
Yep, correct. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Who else didn't ask yet?
Latin one, אני חושב, לא היה.
I think Latin one hasn't been today.
Querido Rab, buenos días.
Dear Rab, good morning.
En el texto que se leyó del anterior a este,
In the previous text, he said we have to give gifts to the friends. The question is, Rav, what are those gifts? Where do I get them from? If everything's from the Creator, and how can I give something I don't have?
A gift is considered to be effort, that you exert, you make an effort to show the friend your love to him. That is called a gift. Okay. United VG4.
Уважаемый учитель, вот вы сейчас недавно посоветовали нам...
Dear teacher, you gave us advice to always remember that you're not acting before the friend, but before the Creator, and to see it in the ten in order to correct yourself. In the ten of Rabbi Shimon, they didn't know about this?
We'll talk about this another time. You won't understand it, what the ten of Rabbi Shimon is, of Rashbi. This is a ten that is at the end of correction, and only with respect to us, in order to explain to us somehow what it is. But it's not for now. But it's good that you ask. Okay. We'll talk about it sometime. Who else didn't ask? PT18.
Rav, what's the difference in awakening mercy and prayer? What is the difference?
It's the same. Okay. Gilad 33.
Excerpt 33 from the Zohar Toldot. Also, there is not an organ in a man's body that does not have a corresponding creation in the world. This is so because as man's body divides into organs, and they all stand degree over degree, established one atop the other, and are all one body. Similarly, the world, meaning all creations in the world, are many organs standing atop one another, and they are all one body.
Yep, that's the way it is. We need to understand that we're all included in one another until the full extent, the fullest measure. All right, no more questions. What else can we ask about the matter of Arvut? Maybe you tell me. Is there something else to ask about the Arvut? PT19, go ahead, let's see.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, everybody. About the previous sentence we read, Rabash says, you go to the synagogue, you pray, you come and pray. So what do you pray for? Because you want to solve your problems. What am I really asking for everybody? But he says, that just so you know, don't pray for yourself because you're doing the exact opposite. And you have to pray for everybody. I don't understand it.
That is why the synagogue, Beta Knesset, is called a bait, a home, a place where everyone enters, a kli, where everyone is included in order to pray for the gathering, for what is included in everyone's heart together. That is the place of the Beit Knesset, the synagogue. And it's not a place of conflict like in your synagogue, but we are talking about the corrected spiritual state that needs to be. That's why it's called that Bet Knesset, synagogue, in Hebrew Bet Knesset, that we all enter a single desire, and then in such a way, we are in contact with the Creator, only in that way.
I don't even know what it means to pray for everybody. What am I lying to myself?
Yes, lie to yourself slowly, slowly. By lying more and more and more to yourself, you'll begin to understand, because the light influences your lie too, and it will teach you, it will educate you on what it means to pray for the mutual desire that In fact, that is the desire that determines your life.
And as a result, we'll get the avud between us, like you asked?
Yes. Yes. Slowly, slowly. Tzvika, yes, you're changing. Something's happening. It gives me a lot of hope that if you change, if you're changing, then all the other friends can definitely advance, and they will advance. It's a good sign. PT 5.
There are states that a friend gets weak. He goes like through a state, and you see that it's like deteriorating in his participation, in his framework. On the other hand, you see he's trying. So on one hand, we have a concern, we have a support, but it's not clear how much extra attention to put to him or fight over his participation or to let him feel that avut isn't something to take for granted.
Amit, this question, there is no answer. It's so broad and so multicolored. In every place it's different, in every moment it's different. I can't say. We just need to, he's one of our friends, so we need to invest in him always some part of our efforts in order to hold, in order to be connected to him and him to us. But more than that, I cannot say. Until he's part of the group, and we need to invest in him to be part of the group and continue that way. And to believe that this is the Creator that's doing this to us, doing this exercise. But not at any cost, like Rabash says to us. If he starts causing harm, then you can kick him out of the ten.
Ken.
Yes.
Beseder.
All right.
Latin 4.
Shalom, querido Rab. ¿Qué es lo más?
Hello, dear Rav.
¿Qué tenemos que hacer?
What is the most important thing we can do for the connection to go from imagination to reality?
To be consistent, to constantly add and add and add, not to repeat what there was, but by adding more, and then you will succeed.
United VG3.
Вы сказали десятка территорий, на которой мы постоянно можем находиться в уяснении.
You said that the 10 is the area where we can constantly be scrutinizing. What are the barriers of the scrutiny?
Yes, we need to constantly be in the 10, and from the 10, if we are together, we need to act outwards towards other 10s.
אבל בקיצור, רק שאלה.
Be'er Sheva, but in short, just a question.
Is singing together an action of avut even if I don't want to?
Didn't understand the question.
When we sing a lot every lesson. Singing together, is that an action of avut?
Yes, it's an action of avut, of course. Yes. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, when you say we shouldn't repeat something, what exactly do you mean?
To repeat something, we need to constantly be drawn to additional connection so that between us there'll be no room for the Creator. If we connect to such an extent that there is no room left for the Creator, then between us, the Creator is revealed. All right? Try and do it such an exercise, to such an extent to be connected. That's considered to be as one man in one heart, to be a single heart. Then, in that heart, you feel that there is a place for the Creator there, and there He is revealed.
For example, yesterday we met the Tel Aviv group. It was a very strong evening connection. We just wanted to find out whether these are the sort of actions you mean by we should renew the connection between us, or whether we can perform more of such actions.
As much as possible, of course. Of course, I'm glad to hear. Very good.
Okay, toda rabba.
Yep. There is great profit in things like that. It's unmeasurable. That's how it is. Latin 2.
Buenas noches, Rav. Una pregunta de Alex de la decena.
Good evening, Rav. Question from Alex from our 10. He's asking, how can we be sure that the efforts we're lacking, even if it's outside, even if it comes from our mind, it comes from the intention to the heart, that it'll touch the heart?
We are in a large society. Around us, there are many tens, around every ten. And they're working, and they're also holding us all, holding all of us together, this general system. Look how many. That's nice. I never understood. What? I never asked. What are these names that are jumping?
It's names of the groups.
No, these are names of individuals, I see. That too, okay. If it's names of groups, that's something else, but if it's names of people, then it's unclear. Okay, friends. I see that you've all asked today all kinds of questions, and that is why we will move on to the last part of the lesson. Go ahead.
Let's sing.
Caer y tu primavera es mi florecer, tu guerra es mi guerra también, y tu alegría es mi felicidad. Alayla shelcha, u alayla sheli, yareach mane gam lecha veli, haemet shebecha zo haemet shebi. הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, ze ani veata. בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. Tu sol es en mí una gran luz, y tu lluvia es como un manantial. Tu casa es un ancla de amor, ese que hay en ti y que está en mí. הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי, האושר שלך זו השמחה שבי. Tu miedo es un temblor en mí, y tu mundo es todo para mí. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. Todos juntos
veo ta sira, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal, rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos.